has hoped to finish what we're going to do is our information that we can, we're going to see how, whether we can do it in a little quicker than I saw you commissioners earlier that have done different things on the agenda. If that's fine with you, I'm really happy to do that. Because we did start up Wednesday the issues, so today we should only too much to come up, and then we will finalize those and check out the problem that we check on here. And we'll make sure that we've got that problem that. Without too much here, what I'd like, without going into too much of other detail, I'd just like to invite Adrian Mohamed, who is in charge of the IT department, to talk to us about the presentation of the strategy, after which we can ask her questions and we can have some discussion around that. Thank you, Adrian. Good morning. Chairperson of the committee, Dr. My presentation is to take to the members on the program that is implemented by the department, the accreditation program. That seeks to capacitate and ensure that the municipalities are well prepared to assume the function of housing development in the areas of their localities. My presentation here will focus on our outline briefly, the definition of issues. I will look at the rationale, the approach of accreditation. I will also look at what are the institutional arrangements and funding. I will look at the implementation progress thus far, and the last slide I will look at the conclusion. This slide has looked at the definition, what is the method of accreditation, what do you think are the definitions, etc. We are saying that accreditation is a recognition of an authority of the fact that an entity has met certain criteria and standards for purposes of receiving a particular function. The delegation, which is not a permanent transfer of functions, but it includes that the function of the authority will be transferred to a particular entity. Assignment, on the other hand, says that it includes the transfer of authority. And it includes the right to receive directly funds and assets and services to perform that function. With the municipal accreditation program, we are recognizing that municipalities, our functions will be assigned to them, but once they have met and fulfilled certain criteria, but that's delegating functions to municipalities that will ultimately lead to the assignment of the housing function. So it's a progressive approach to assignment of housing functions. The rationale of accreditation stems from Section 156 of the Constitution that requires that national and provincial government must assign to a municipality and should be done by agreement subject to any condition matters that are listed as part of Article 4 and 5 of the constitutional schedule, which relates to local government. If the matter was most effectively administered at the local government level, and if the municipality has the capacity to administer the particular function, the comprehensive plan of sustainability and settlement we should develop a framework that will address various policy issues, constitutional and legislative aspects. Enable municipalities to manage a full range of housing instruments within the areas of jurisdiction. Therefore, the framework was developed and approved by the Housing Minister in March 2008, and the framework went to a much into details in terms of what it entails, but it looks at the rationale for accreditation. It talks to the overall approach of municipal accreditation and affects the progressive approach. It looks at the morning consortium and one time requirement in the implementation thereof. Just to summarize the rationale, he thinks that by accrediting municipalities, we would like to ensure that we achieve the much needed coordinated development at the local government level and as well as to accelerate delivery. And on the other side, we think these are the constitutional provisions that we have to get when the framework was developed. And the Housing Act as well, the 10 of it, as well talks to the accreditation program. And we also take into consideration the guidelines that the system has that relate to the alignment and delegation of functions to the municipality. The principles of accreditation that we say that the logical application of goals and functions of assignment. We want to achieve the alignment and integration at the local government level. Authority and accountability must also accompany the responsibility. Accreditation must follow capacity to municipalities and capacity that accreditation must be granted to municipalities. We say that funding must be consistent, certain, and beyond interrogation. Funding flow as well should follow the function. We would like to achieve efficiency by enhancing the local government delivery capability, supported and enhanced, and the cooperative governance, ensuring that state of government supports local government, ensuring that it performs the role and as well as strengthening of intergovernmental relations between state of government. The overall approach terms of municipal accreditation we have, or the framework we introduced, is 3 levels of accreditation. The third level of accreditation are the functions that are related to the subsidy budget training and allocation, strategy, program management, and administration. Level 2 accreditation deals with program management and administration. The last level, which is assigning of housing function, is enhancing with the financial administration, which includes subsidy payments, disbursement, and financial reporting and reconciliation. Level 1, something more like level 1 and level 2, is delegation of these functions. When a municipality has been assigned accredited to level 2, the level 3 application is the assignment of the housing function in its entirety. And accreditation saying that it excludes the functions that municipalities must perform digitally. It's the added functions in terms of the municipality performing the national and provincial and national program. We think that this accreditation functions to municipalities, they exclude functions that municipalities must perform in terms of the Housing Act, municipal resources, structure, etc. In terms of the Housing Act, these are the functions that municipalities must perform in terms of the Act, and accreditation will add on these functions. Our one will match into this screen, but it's just to highlight what are those functions that municipalities therefore a compliance certificate for the level that it has applied will be issued out, and the function will be delegated in terms of level 1 and level 2, whereas in terms of level 3 it will be a full assignment of housing functions. This slide is speaking to outline what the process of municipality accreditation. The funding arrangement of the institutional arrangement is a bit of a busy slide, but it is just also the arrows there. It says that institutionally, the national, the current arrangement is a national department and provincial to collect the funding flow. It goes directly to the municipality, and the oversight and reporting will be through the national and to the provincial department. And with the provinces further allocate our funding to municipalities. This is the current status quo in terms of non-accredited municipalities, whereby the project are identified by the municipality and submitted to the province for approval and funding. But once the municipality is accredited to level 1, the programs and projects that are identified will go to a municipality, to a province, and the funding flow will be from the province to a municipality, and there will be that ongoing reporting through the province. But in level 2 as well, it's the same kind of arrangement, whereby ongoing performance monitoring and reporting to a province, and national as well, monitoring the performance of the province. On level 3 accreditation, the funding flow will move directly from national to a municipality, and as well as the reporting and monitoring of the program will move directly from national with the accredited or the municipality granted level 3 accreditation. The National Municipal Accreditation Support Funding was made available from the National Department to ensure that we assist the prioritized municipalities with the capacity funding to ensure that they build the necessary and required capacity for the municipalities to perform the housing function. The capacity funding was made available for the financial year 2005 to 2008 to 2009, and in terms of prioritizing the capacity was to ensure that municipalities have acquired the necessary infrastructure by installing the irrigation system. We provided technical support in the form of HR systems and equipment, training and development of housing staff, support to housing planning and implementation through the housing chapters and research and survey. Because most of the private municipalities didn't even have the housing units. Some of them had to start from scratch in developing or in putting the housing units in their municipalities. Some it was just to enhance the existing capacity to ensure that municipalities are ready for accreditation of level 1, which is the level that most of the municipalities have applied for. Implementation programs to date say that municipalities have council resolution in place in the beginning of level 1 accreditation and level 2 in other municipalities. We have completed the memorandum of agreement between the municipalities and the provinces, and they follow the due diligence processes in ensuring that they develop business plans and cost debt as well. To date, municipalities that are granted level 1 accreditation, which is in line with the level that they have applied for, is Nelson Mandela, the Metro Municipality, Buffalo City Municipality, Ekurhuleni, Emalahleni, and Bulawayo. These are municipalities that are currently being accredited to level 1. Other municipalities are not as yet accredited. They only received in principle approval accreditation, which was granted by the respective ministries. The National Department, we have established the capacity and compliance assessment panel in the current year to ensure that we, in the remainder of municipalities, or that haven't been audited in terms of compliance with the requirements of the municipal accreditation framework, and for the purposes of fulfilling the housing function for the level that is applied for. We established the capacity compliance assessment panel that have gone to the committee to assess if they have met the necessary requirements for them to be accredited for level one function. This assessment panel, in terms of the scope, is that they have to maintain the standard capability of assessment. They will serve all provinces and ensure that the remainder of municipalities are assessed, and the reporting and the accountability is streamlined at the national level. To assess the panel, it consists of practitioners that involve people who are skilled in various areas like intergovernmental, municipal planning, and so forth. And as well, we have added an auditor who is there to ensure that the auditing process adheres to the principles of auditing. The current process of assessment from the capacity and compliance assessment team, we have completed assessment in these municipalities in the Northern Cape, so Plateau, Francisbaard, and Kasserne, in the Western Cape. We have just completed the city of Cape Town. Eastern Cape, we completed Nelson Mandela and Buffalo City. If I may just explain, the Eastern Cape, Nelson Mandela and Buffalo City have been granted level 1, but they are now pursuing for level 2, hence they are part of the assessment team for the round of assessment of municipalities. SFB is pending minimized goal assessment in the new year in January. The assessment panel is in accordance with the accreditation framework, which seeks to ensure that municipalities must have a municipal-wide human development strategy or plan. There must be an optimally assembled capacity at the municipal level. Ensure that if there are any gaps, we are able to assist in assisting municipalities in including those gaps, and as well as the sustainability and consistency of the systems that are in place, the procedures and the policies and the funding assembly. In terms of the implementation challenges of this program thus far, the provincial position is saying that the implementation of municipal accreditation has been thus far in other provinces very slow, or there hasn't been that much of a movement in terms of the implementation of the program. Sustainability of our capacity investment. This program started in 2005 and 2006, and up until now other municipalities are not as yet accredited. So the capacity that we have invested in those municipalities is lying idling, because other municipalities are complaining out straight. They have pushed together all the municipal capacity providers, but the accreditation is not forthcoming. There's no clear position of commitment of provinces for the program to succeed in other provinces, that we have seen that they haven't moved in terms of the implementation of the program. And from our side, we say that any state can approve accreditation in accordance with the Housing Act. Accreditation is not granted by national, but it should be granted by the accrediting authority, which is the NEC. In conclusion, Chair and Madam Facilitator, we say that the sustainability of capacity enhancement in support funding beyond the financial year 2008 to support and fund municipalities in order to accelerate level 1 in other places when facilities are created, and as well as level 2 investment going forward. And there is still the growing demand for accreditation on other municipalities that are not prioritized. They are waiting for the 18th and saying that when is our 10th coming, they would also want to be prioritized for municipal accreditation because of their health and they are performing some of the housing function. The performance of municipalities is a cause of concern, as we are administering this program as well, we think that the current capacity in the state of local government has been sustained in the past local cultural activities saying that as we are activity, we are mindful of the current challenges that affect our local government. The ninth accreditation or assignment of municipalities has a potential of leading to intergovernmental disputes when municipalities, as they get there, they have the capacity, they have compliance. So, ninth accreditation, in terms of the engineers, the constitution is compelling that if they have the capacity and the function taken as minister, it is because of the massive delegation or assignment of functions. So, ninth accreditation or assignment can lead to a flooding of IT activities, which we have seen. One that was, in the Western Cape, the city of Cape Town created. There are other quarters here that are setting the accreditation assignments. They are calling for the acceleration of developing the housing function in the municipality. Departments like Treasury Quarter, they have been very vocal in ensuring that we attract the implementation of the municipal accreditation program. In conclusion, we said that we would like to continue with the capacity enhancement support to municipalities. We also like to be implementing the resolution of the joint local government and housing unit, which resolves that we must accelerate the accreditation of metro municipalities to level 1 and 2 by June 2010. And as well as necessitating and encouraging the use of the implementation protocol to fast-track the housing and human settlement development, because of accreditation itself is not the only way that municipalities can assume the housing function, but there are other mechanisms and instruments that can be used to fast-track the housing development and the development of human settlement at the local level. So henceforth we say that tools such as implementation protocol must be explored and municipalities and provinces as well in ensuring that they collaborate in the development of human settlement. On that note, I would like to get the presentation.
Thank you, Minister. To the point. Chairperson, Honourable Members, I'd like to invite you to ask questions, first of all. Thank you. these municipalities are made aware in terms of the allocation for the next MTF period so that they are able to plan and budget according to the funding arrangement with the municipalities as we are doing in the provinces currently, whereby the provinces will be made aware of the allocations over the MTF period. The same should apply to municipalities as well. They are made aware of what are the allocations are coming from by the next financial year moving forward. So it's to ensure that there is that consistency and certainty of the funding source to them as well.
Thank you, Pastor. So that, can we just go to the second thing you can pose your for that is one. So you're also the sentiment of the income of the three questions, and we start with the same column by So we don't have a particular presentation sector, except of course we're going to be interrogated by the state.
Not an interrogation, we need to But on this point, I have noted the question about this in the checklist and basis in the character. And in your explanation, doesn't make it clear to me. I'm still worried about interrogation to me for a certain meaning, which we should share a little bit together. You just spoke about consistency in terms of the funding. If I read this beyond interrogation, in other words, if I'm a problem for the national department, I can't, and you put a presentation, I can't get to interrogate the funding that you're requesting or something to do with it. So I still want more clarity on this interrogation. Unless, and the way you explain this, I think that works, then you need it to come in and apply. But being that this is managed, I'd like to know what's the process prior to March 2006. So certainly there were really many municipalities that performed the function. They may not be given credit, but they performed the function. So before the framework was approved, what was the actual process? Then, and I had the funding beyond the delegation, so then you just go back to the presentation. I'm not saying it's very interesting, but if you get it, because you now have a better idea of what the process is. In your summary of the rationale, which I perfectly understand, I talked about the efficiencies associated with involving the municipal authority should improve the rate of learning. We actually know through experience that it doesn't the one doesn't necessarily follow from the other one. Now, I'd like to know what is the process where you, for example, extract that accreditation, if there is such a process. The municipality has been accredited, but they expect not performing the function efficiently. So do you then, you know, request that accreditation until such time that whatever gaps there are in to be solved? Then, if I go on to you and I'm going to pull off the page and say, take for example, you gave us a prioritized municipality, and then later on, you gave us on page 12, the assessment process, and you specifically referred to the Eastern Second Step, those were level 2. I'd like to know what the process is of the other municipalities in terms of the demo. And then I'm extremely concerned that I don't actually see the Johannesburg Metro in terms of the assessment process. If you could tell us what happened to those. The capacity support that's been given by the national. He said funding, and I think he said probably 2005 or thereabouts, the base of 995 million. So that's being sent in the national budget. Now, we'll say we pick up what has been allocated to this current financial year, purely to the specification of the municipality, and I'm assuming some negative provinces as well. Then, in terms of your
just because we can never take very long, you're confined to sit. Often after the presentation has been done, does municipality get a sit? There's a situation where you give them a presentation and you actually forget about them until things go wrong, or is there a process to make sure that they still have the capacity, an ongoing process, which is trying to identify problems before they actually happen. And the last thing, you mentioned that only the NEC can approve the presentation. I'm not really clear on that, because they apply for the national department, you go through a process of assessment, and then you say the NEC in the province can approve the presentation. So does that mean that national then informs the NEC basically and needs to prevent the voice? Or province, if I may put it that way. In other words, they don't give a proper say in whether the municipality is failing. So they approve it, but they don't give the assessment. Just explain that.
Thank you very much, Top and Management. Any more about all page 10. You are saying that you are funding for the provision of the income support. Saying that you are saying of how you start most time. But I'm just a professor for the installation and coordination of the infrastructure and the technical infrastructure for it. What I would know is public contract. The women that go for technical support, which one is the public management, or that's the all of that, I think we need to put in housing support and extraction. The one that for the problem is that we can set the meeting of the public management. I included the team from the after comments. So I don't know how much we are saving and that. Then coming to the support on the housing planning innovation project and what the housing after what the ICT. I think I don't know. Because for me, this is the proper that we decided in 2005. And up to this far, we are still having more questions about the second of the ICT. I don't know what is the actual support that is provided by the national. Because we still have a problem to send out the ICT. Then I understand that you give the indication that property. I think you still have some kind of decision yourself in that you still have some time. I don't know how people would go on. How do I understand you to come up with a plan? Because now you are saying that you complete the ICR, but I can't have. and yet he was creating. That you have to be one with nothing. You have to, as far as you have a competence for the issue. If I can just mention one thing, the third president has must have a cut-off to the central person. Often happens to the organization. Take all reasonable and necessary steps within the framework of national control of authority and importance to ensure that safety in the respect of water, sanitation, electricity, road, stormwater, and transport are provided in a manner which is voluntary. So if these municipalities are in, I would not expect you by that, because they are using a certain type of education. They have ignored a certain type of education. Now I often do that. I'm fully supportive of the application of the municipality. But if you do that, it must be that in a proper way. So it means we have to ensure that even those whenever they are applied, they must ensure that they fulfill those needs that they have. So I don't think it is telling you because I feel we still have something they must move the right to do. We must instill the culture. People are not just culture, we must instill the culture of people to do things on the ground properly. What we are missing is we're full of that. We're missing what we call, because there were so many people in England, well, not to start their lives. The local structures are no longer reliable. Not all, but some are no longer reliable. Because we can't make things so easy, you overthink it. But I don't think you can even go down, because the problem is there to monitor the local municipality. But because of the situation we are currently, that reliability can be lost. Because you see things are happening. I still have, you know, in my mind, when I think of what happened in left in my mind, when we came there, the report was superb. It was over 100%, it was 400%. Everything in paper was there. And then you come and accredit, give an accreditation to that because of that report. The witness said, that oh, piece of report is too good. You collected. You have three. You are given. You have to ask questions. There are some of the Tomorrow, when we get on the ground, good people, you couldn't believe. The project manager is leading us to the house, saying the house is completed. Everything has been stopped. Therefore, this register, they feel that everything is done. Not to tell you not to tell you. Well, that's what you decide. Not for anything. There's no more time. Nothing. There is no toilet. There is nothing. do stay in an accreditation, well accredited institution. I don't know. Yes, we must, when we are dealing with these issues, we must face the reality. We must not just take things, we must just say to the teachers and then we'll run. I don't know, but the talent upon your hands. Out of this management that we are helping you guys. I'm not sure about fire people want to call. You just need to call it that and make our decisions. Because he was embarrassed. He could say, if you are fired now, I could say, oh, don't let that act I am saying now.
You are fired.
Before 2005, this framework was in place. children. When the comprehensive plan was adopted in 2004, one of the elements in that was to enhance the role of local government in the development of special needs. And in order to do that, three things were required. We needed to introduce a nationwide program to support that. Secondly, we needed to then capacitate municipalities to be able to get to a point where they can be accredited. Now, having said that, we introduced, we adopted this framework. This framework was simply seeking to marshal all efforts for every province to get to a point where they can administer accreditation. So, I'm just looking to clarify what happened before and up until this program was introduced. In the meantime, between the province and the municipality, they come to an agreement about who will assume and develop a statement in respect of one or other housing development project. Once they've done that, then the response will be certain, the province will be certain. It still will continue. Now, if we go back to the principles, members would be would have stated that. But that was explained by the principles are truly people to say locate properly the accountability and the responsibility. At the same time, make sure that where you locate the responsibility, they implement. And the constitution requires now. With no municipality applies to the National Department of Accreditation. It doesn't happen. Municipalities working with provinces and ourselves implementing this priority, we would then agree. So provinces came to MINMEC and said, we prioritize these municipalities, support us to see the accreditation. So priorities came from provinces. We therefore assisted the provinces process their accreditation. Let's be mindful of the fact that because no municipality was accredited before, provinces did not also have the wherewithal to process their accreditation. And the national stepped in to facilitate that. We introduced a 3-year program to support financially the enhancement of capacity. So what we talked about is that support funding was only for the 3-year period. Provinces had not planned for that, municipalities hadn't planned for that. So we went to spend and secure additional money for that program. It ran for 3 years, it done its job. So they know on our part better. We made a score to secure additional funding, but the distance is quite high. But we sought to put municipalities and provinces on the best footing to arrive at accreditation. Now, this is a very complex matter because I'm saying complex because it depends on a number of variables which cannot necessarily be controlled or managed at one point. There are really the issues of governance, the erosion of capacity, things that members are doing between the North Mandela Bay. Escalator was almost the first measure to be accredited. Second thing happened in the municipality. Collapse. Collapse, let's say, by the better way. The changes in the governance in that municipality led to the dispersal of the capacity that was otherwise there. And these things happened within a short space of time. We saw the same thing in North Mandela Bay. We saw the same thing in the city of Cape Town. We saw the same thing in Rukwara. So, essentially, it's not a straight line. It's a reiterated process where you assess on the basis of compliance the agency that is able to then proceed and approve the accreditation. But once the accreditation is approved, it's not permanent. It's the same thing as delegating. You can simply withdraw. broadened. So the assessment is done by the panel. It's at the initial stage to assess the degree of compliance, the degree of capacity that is in place, such that the MEC can then be comfortable with the scientific assessment. Now, because this assessment was not in place, we asked the AG said, no, that's what they are aware, it delayed a number of things, but you need an independent voice that will say there is assessment. So the, because you can blame the capacity, what do you do? You believe them? Or the responsibility can say, with that capacity, the province can say, no, we don't have the capacity. So that's why we remove the assessment from between the parties to locate it in the national office so that it's deployed, it assesses independently, it provides a full assessment, and everything can, based on that, make decisions. Now, the reality is that after investing $100 million over that year, we ensure that the municipality does not even have a dedicated office for the housing management. So that's why we bring it to that. Some had it, but then it was not reached. So if we can produce for you the inventory of all of the things that all of these municipalities bought, even the province, it would improve such things as debt, putting in proper functional administrative capacity, employing people to work with the system, bringing a digital capacity to undertake assessment, research, surveys, to inform the IDP. So all of these were put in place to ensure that the municipality are capacitated properly, they can do the work. Having done that, you then suffer this dynamic of the municipality. Changes, shifting around the government arrangements, leadership, and so forth. And those are the things that are known. Now, let me conclude my elaboration here in saying that because this is a reiterated process, between the province and the municipality, rather the national, you have to sustain your oversight and monitor. That is why some provinces who were in the forefront of accreditation, like housing, the same is asking about the future of Joker. The province was poised to go ahead with accreditation big time. Special things within the municipality gave the province the uncertainty that, you know what, perhaps let's go back. Let's be sure that we are all pursuing the same objective. Now, all of the provinces are concerned about one thing. You can devolve the function, but if you have not assessed properly, that function will get stranded. And therefore, you will not achieve the same level of justice that the Act requires of the provinces to fulfill. So, we say very carefully and gently, investing as we go along, growing in the appreciation of risk and their management. Yes, municipalities, especially the metros, they are doing very well in respect of aligning with the housing market. But the trouble is, unless it's structured properly, who does what at what point? And I think that's what the provinces are keen on. But the system is there, the framework is there, it clarifies this thing. There are just these other risks that are way beyond an administrative process. Either political, government, leadership related, those type of things that then suddenly put pressure on what would otherwise be a scientific process. And the intergovernmental disputes that are registered there, it's simply when the municipality feels they should be accredited, and the province is not in a position to do so, so they declare this, only one municipality declared a dispute because the system came down, which disputes. Later on, they decided to retract. But within law, they can do that. But you can't force the province to accredit. You can't happen. You simply have to work cooperatively to arrive at a point where both parties are administratively comfortable. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
what we have tonight after the questions from Bob Tourist and Chairperson, I am going to take that because I've been asking them. They are right out of the group. I want to know when I make so much money.
By developers. as agents of municipalities. Not by municipalities themselves, because municipalities don't have the capacity. Now, if you are going to accredit municipalities, you are going to have to do what Joe said. Set up the department. Create the capacity for the municipality to receive the funds, assess the proposals from developers, create the capacity to disperse funds to developers, monitor and evaluate. If that capacity does not exist, you are actually setting up the municipality for failure. So your whole process of accreditation has to go through its course, in my opinion. Otherwise, you won't have a disaster 10 years down the line. The disaster will be that money is spent and not accounted for properly, because they are not much. And I'm sure the Honorable will agree. The provinces make these blunders themselves and were unable to spend housing money. For the past 10, 15 years, money goes back to treasury. Reason? Because local government and housing were combined. The MEC was MEC for housing and for local government. And priority was given to local government activities and not for housing. And Singapore went under the Minister of Tourism, where he insisted separate, even if it's under one MEC, have a department, housing, and a department, local government. That's the only way you could have somebody focusing on housing matters and therefore dealing with the budget for housing. Now, we are talking here, yesterday we had a very beautiful presentation here about coordination of human settlements. This presentation talks about accreditation for housing delivery. Now, where is the coordination for human settlement at the implementation of that human settlement that we talk about here? Do municipalities have the capacity to coordinate both vertically and horizontally these activities and the funding that is streamed down from the various departments, land, environment, and so forth, and so forth? Are we looking at that in the administration of municipalities? So for me, I'm saying, you see, I like the idea that there should be one tier of government that has the capacity to deliver housing. Because at the moment, not the national department, not the provincial department, not the municipality has capacity to deliver housing. They have got capacity to develop policy, but not implement it. No tier of government at the moment can claim just that it has the capacity to deliver housing in the manner that we want housing delivered. Other than using external agents to develop. So for me, I'm saying if we are really serious about delivering housing, yes, networks actually are a very good thing, but I like this place. Okay, because these are networks. And it's the same with rights, and I'm worried. The other question is not here. Why? The other question is a very big thing, but it's already doing good. Why is it not here as a network? Now, if it is not a race, the funding, the management of the funding that is going to arrive in the municipality itself, at the moment, I don't think this municipality has got the proper capacity to manage the budget. These billions of funds that we talk about, and then we create those departments properly and create the funding management system. Otherwise, the auditor general is going to have a field day 5 years down the line on this municipality. Because, as we can understand, so all I'm saying is that
while I accept the church for it, we can't accept it just for the sake of accepting. And the next day we go there, we say, this is what was the question yesterday, can't do it. We must rather spend time in Oslo, spend money in doing exactly what we're doing today. Start it there, employ the person on the desk, and make sure that the Christians are in place, buy computer systems, make sure that management is employed to ensure proper management of this fund. Once we say accredited, it must really mean accredited project by the government.
Thank you.
That's the last thing that I've done. That's the last thing.
that we will, from the national side, ensure that we provide that all
ongoing monitoring and evaluation of the program, especially in the countries that have been granted accreditation status, to ensure that that accreditation status is sustained and is not compromised in any way. We will also ensure that on an annual basis, what we do is so that we go back and monitor and evaluate the accreditation status by ensuring that all due diligence processes and capacity investment in the municipality is sustained by that municipality. And if it's not, then we shall make recommendations accordingly as part of ensuring that the house functions as functions are delegated, not compromised in any way. And we will continue supporting metros in particular, ensuring that we fast track the accreditation, but as well ensuring that the due diligence process is strictly adhered to. And bearing in mind with the comments that members have made, saying that now we have shifted from housing to human settlement, how do we ensure that as municipalities we develop housing practices, that integration and coordination that's happening at the local government level before we even grant accreditation? Now we're saying that it's not only about housing, but if it is integrated human settlements, then we will ensure that we bear that in mind and take that in as we are implementing the program. On that note, I would like to thank everybody for including the presentation. Thank you very much.
Which means you are all fully working in the action, but you are coming in from a different
tone.
Yeah, you are translating the summer between Oliver and Ken. Thank you very much. I think the second is the challenge. To ensure that what is happening on the ground with regard to, I think the issue is, I would imagine, relates to the team that is doing that, and the extent which they do it. I think the emphasis is don't limit it to bottom assessment, do proper including the criteria. A mechanism that says what process have you undertaken in terms of the code yourself. And let's go and see to what extent have you been able to interpret all of the issues that are required in terms of part four, for example, all of those things that are within our mandate of the process. Indeed, that is two of those functions that are exclusively from the job. Which I think I'm going to make a point about it of that. So the team that is presented should seriously consider looking at practicality, the incentives that the municipality has, and translate into reality on the ground. That's one part. I think the issue also makes reference to the point of the what? delivered all of the things down there in hell and fire. So one of his next to how he meant that he had sent him. We have to take it very seriously. It is not something that will happen in this home. It's going to consciously manage leadership from my head. So that's when some of the realities I think maybe the second issue might be for the team to also consider the extent to which the structure in the university is capable of providing the coordination of the other elements that are outside. But I don't necessarily reflect in the institutional provisions that things to how as we are now in members and those are outside. Most of them in planning terms are supposed to happen, but in implementation terms sometimes they lack a real sometimes space provided, but nobody knows when that is moving. Chair, I think from the department perspective, we were listening to some of the concerns, but I also have a feeling that the committee does understand the dilemma of the mindset that was not involved in this application very much. Ideally, it would be good for. It would be good for an administration to have it. It bridges the different units that you have between national and municipality as well as shortening the process of delivery. It also, I think, motivates those municipalities who then have the ability to take full responsibility with regard to acting resources in their. What we have we will do, I think, is to strengthen those areas. I think it is not anticipated that all the municipalities, so it's not expected, given the reality, that all the municipalities have to increase the accretion of the decision. Hence, I think from now, the effort is to accelerate those we can put the resources into initial resources. Give them the ability to grow their resources to a sustainable level, and then the main way that we need to monitor their capability to sustain. Now, Mr. Stein, the question you asked, I suspect, may not have been asked, and if it was, apologies. In the event that the municipality's capacity is deteriorated, we use the normal processes that are there in the Constitution. Between government and national and concurrent functions that have been that may have been approved. And secondly, those capabilities that are provided for in the constitution between local government and provincial government. That means you just involve a lot of those actions that are you simply have been both of them. That means the provincial capability in our community to determine that needs to be happening in a matter of business, not one of one in town, because you can't have the community where you can come after all that's going to happen. I mean, that is, I think, the one thing we'll do that in our to ensure that the very big things we use to assess continue to go ahead. Thank you. very much.
Thank you. And that is for, I didn't put the title on the project that they not care that we actually brought up that last issue. I just my stated my notes to the computer and I my life was not quite easy to give to thank you for that. I'm going to suggest that we go on to the next presentation and then we can see that to the audience. So over to Mr. Bengel, Mr. Bengel, who will now present to you the next presentation. Mr. Bengel, come to you.
Through an invitation to service providers, which is published on the government's
in the bulletin. For every quarter, we put a notice on the government bulletin and invite service providers to apply and register on the service. I must actually say also that one of the areas where we are experiencing challenges, because what we have found is that suppliers, particularly small business, the SMEs, they want to do everything. They don't have home business. And you have a building contractor doing catering. And when we receive the form, the department will then review the form, capture the initial things, and capturing all the details. And of course, one of the things we have to do when you receive the form is to ensure that someone is registered for tax people, they have a tax clearance certificate from the receiver, and you capture the initial your database. The system will take the request for quotation between suppliers and between request application and the state of the supply. So whenever you have to procure whatever, you have to send them the request for quotation, and the system automatically rotates from one state provider to the other. So when you request quotation today, it will give the service provider the request from, and tomorrow it moves to others to make your case in automatically. And as your request, quotation from service provider. This database is used in respect of all transactions below 500,000. You will remember, the current registry categorizes the terminals. Everything from 0 to 2,000. And you can use the certificate. You don't have to go and get quotation. But everything above 2,000 range, up 30,000, up 10,000, you have to get three verbal quotations. And everything above that to half a million, you must get three quotations. So we use this database to go and get those quotations from the reference provider. When procuring from service provider, the partner checks the service to ensure that the service provider is not quotated. This is actually mandatory. The National Treasury Trade Checking Note requires that when you have acquired quotation before you can in order, before you can show, you have to check with them and ensure that the service provider is not responsible. That is just an information in the old procurement process. Sometimes I extend the process, so you do not have to wait for treasury to actually give you a go ahead before you can go ahead. And in a nutshell, this is the whole process we follow in managing service provider. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Rego. Sharp to the point. Thank you very much. We start here, followed by you, thank you.
I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure what it is. Or there is a position that national department can start. In other words, that is the job of the people, but they don't pay for cash. They don't pay for rates and services. In fact, some of the municipalities are grabbing the people to call national department and that. I'm not saying for services, because those that are always a lot of money. I hope that one must be well protected, because all of them are there. And then whether they're this one also, this one is more schedule like that, the human sentiment one, where we are able to be able to care with the children. Because there's a problem in Sri Lanka. We meet people who don't care. Sure, the government itself should be able to care with the children. But I'm just very busy because we are busy with all personal management, payments, and life. That I think that generally is not a point about the apartment, I guess, it's not a point that you can have to do. But I do think that it should be also happening in other of the communities to raise the community, where they are paid for services that are not paid for services. Because I think it's one thing that can take from more harm for the country, if the apartment is not paid. So that means that they don't care to get paid. I think the Lord is right. I think generally it's also applied and then salvation and then I think that within the law that is applied. And there is something. The fourth day is one and it is important. But I wanted to let those things, the building of capacity of those who are more suppliers, building their capacity and that. Those who are supply stationers, and then some of them are very small, I tell them, you don't want them to remain very small forever. I tell them, one is to go to small. With my partner, for those who remain general, so that's the one who are having some of the better. I've never been told that I'm in a better company, but I know that women and young women are having better company. So I think the people don't pay them well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Just two very short questions. The breakfast thing, I made a note that the report in the U.S. related concern that I got it wrong in terms of delaying the process. Should one not look at the situation where, on a regular basis, especially informed thousands of thousands of companies that have been vetted, so that you actually either flag them on your system right before, instead of waiting until you've obtained quotation, they will see, they may very well be the preferred one in their system, and then you put the quotation in there, and you know, they're there today. So that is the one thing. I also know that, and perhaps doesn't have to be raised here, but we get a question, especially regarding the existing of service providers, and for some reason, they refuse to name requisitors and service providers. But I think that's for different numbers. So they are different departments. The only other question I've got is, would you be taking in your system that there's an automatic, almost prevention and rotation of service providers for specific service?
Yes.
Is there a way in which the user of that system is actually overrun? That automatic rotation
connection.
Thank you, sir.
I
hope to you.
Thank you
very much. Yes, I agree with the effect that the payment of service providers is for example, I'll just take one from department heads in order. Or an employee of the department is not responding to one company, this is that. And we have provided the client. There is no order created, no order given. There is no deal, they don't receive any written order from the department. And they supply. Now, when it comes to payment, you can't pay. Because the old payment has come into all things that you have to pay. Now we have to start paying. And actually, in some cases, the order may be shown. But later on, someone wanted to sell it to another. But we also want to pay. I can't use the whole thing. Now, the end result is that the new way. Sent to the department in the government and it delays the whole thing. Sometimes the service provider can refuse the order, deliver, and use the renewal to a staff member. The staff member keeps the renewal and the renewal. It never goes for prosecution. Those are some of the reasons to be found in why the authority is necessary. But now what we have done is that we actually use the system and we can load the standard base and put it on the computer system and then create it and send it out to all the systems to make sure that payment is done within time. One, send the invoice to this address. If something is collected by the customer, make sure that you don't give the invoice to the member, but you deliver it to this unit, floor number 3, office number 1, so that you make sure that the invoice will go straight to the right place. The other question was with regards to services to municipalities. In our case, the Department of Public Health is responsible for that. We don't pay services for our doctors. They pay for services and claim it for us. And when they pay, we pay them to come back. So when there are cases of delays in terms of paying the local authorities, it will be actually made the use for them. I must also say that last week, there was a meeting in National Treasury where the Department of Public Health address this. I think they are actually trying to actually ensure that it's actually really. And the existing, I think that's a very point that is important that you actually check them when they actually apply what But another issue is that there are those who are already on the internet who are already existing. And because of that, you have to be able to the international children to actually ensure that they are not the problem, to actually get their bodies to stay at home. We will look into what you are actually doing. The rotation of suppliers. The system does not allow the user to actually change the position. I must also say that 2 years ago it did allow it did allow the user to change the position, and that was picked up by the AG as well. We have to get the system programmed to actually ensure that the user is not allowed, does not have access. So at the moment, the system doesn't allow the user. You just have to speak to the supplier, giving you an actual information. Thank you.